We're live at EXT. Good night, Moonshine is here.
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
So, Molly, Evan, how did you come up with this name, first of all? Good night, Moonshine.
We were brainstorming. I mean, Moonshine has this kind of moody feel to it, and
I mean, we were really looking for plays on light and darkness.
Yes.
Because that was essential to our sort of philosophy when we met. And it sounds like the perfectly contrived reverse engineer name from the book, Goodnight Moon, like an adult version, Goodnight Moonshine. But that wasn't really the thought process, actually. It was much more of some elaborate sort of play on
How to get the imagery, right, how to get the imagery all together because we're embracing all those.
So like good night, darkness, but the moon shines. And it all has to do with a very esoteric story about a Mayan philosopher that I don't know if we have time for on the air today.
came from somewhere.
Do you know the name of the Mayan philosopher? Maybe people can Google that and they can look at it.
Funny you should ask. I do. And his name is Martin Prechtel, as a matter of fact, and his philosophy, or the philosophy therein, his ancient wisdom, big part of what drew us together.
It's that grief and praise are like flip sides of the same thing. And, you know, when you feel grief, it's because you're losing something that you loved and that you praised. And when you feel praise, you know, there's a little bit of grief inherent in that because you got to give it all up. So anyway, that's a heady answer to how we came up with our band name. But that's it.
We're live at EXT with Goodnight Moonshine. How did you guys meet? Now, Molly, you're from Red Molly, and Evan, you're in Roosevelt Dime.
Those two bands were based, I mean, I was living in Austin, Texas, but Red Molly was based in New York City, Roosevelt Dime was based in Brooklyn, and we had to go all the way to Memphis, Tennessee, to the Folk Music Business Conference in 2011. Roosevelt Dime was there, Red Molly was there, and Evan and I met face-to-face, forehead-to-forehead, in an unfortunate headbutting accident. So we met there in a Memphis hallway of a hotel.
Literally.
Literally, yes.
Butting heads.
Yes.
Molly took it like a champ. In fact, that was one of the reasons why I first fell in love, is because of how much poise and strength she had upon being hit full force with the front of my head.
It was part of a game that Evan was playing, so it's not, it's random, but yeah.
She was going to win the game, and a kind of a catastrophe happened.
That's what happens when you put 2,000 musicians in a hotel for the weekend. You come up with weird games.
Crazy things start happening.
Yeah. Huh?
How long after that did you guys decide to start making some music together like this?
Well, Red Molly and Roosevelt Dime came back home and we started doing the songwriting group together, which was really a lot of the songs from our first Goodnight Moonshine album came from that. We called it The Hang, and we would get together with a bunch of songwriters in Brooklyn and New York City and Jersey City. So we had this band crush developing, and then a few months after that, Evan started sending me emails of this Mayan philosopher, and I was like,
I saw her do a version of, it's not a Doc Watson song, it's his wife that wrote it, right?
Yeah, Rosalie Watson wrote
Your Long Journey, depending on who sings it. I just loved how it captured some of that spirit. I said, she's going to love this. This just reminds me of this philosophy. So I started sending her emails, and we went on one date.
And talked about having a kid named Otis on that date. And
and now we do.
And you have a kid named Otis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew there was a kid. I didn't know there was a name, Otis. That's awesome. We're live at EXT. Goodnight Moonshine's here. What about this new album? I love the title. I'm the only one who will tell you you're bad. Pretty raw and honest. The title as well, just the whole record, though. There seems to be a lot of honesty going on here.
Yes, we fell in love immediately and planned our life 10 years in the future on the first date. That happened. But anybody who knows, who's gone through an experience, anything like that, there's consequences to all those things. And so we try to be honest and explore them together in the music.
A lot of these songs were written in the year that I wasn't touring, just right after giving birth. And so grappling with all these ideas of like, ugh, what does it mean to be a wife and like a mom? And our relationship is different now. And we have to coordinate. We have to, I mean, some silly stuff.
Molly and I are so fiercely independent as people. And so this whole idea that we actually have to check in with each other and plan was almost the breaking point for our marriage.
And so, I mean, the title is funny. It is quite a mouthful, but at least we get asked about it. We were shooting a video and I was unkindly telling Evan that his hair needed attention. And he's like, can always count on you. I was like, that's right. I'm the only one who will tell you you're bad.
But how, you know, I always say this, but if you have someone like a wife or mother or brother or husband or whoever who will let you know, you have to see that for the value that it is, really, because otherwise no one will tell you and you'll just be out in the world, you know, wearing that hat.
That you shouldn't be.
Yeah. And that's just the least of what it could be, too.
Eb and Molly, this is Goodnight Moonshine. You guys, thank you for coming in. Let's have you play a couple songs. You want to say anything about what we asked for?
A lot of people ask, especially Eben's mom, like, how much of these songs is about you guys personally and every detail? And a lot of it is. A lot of it is our just grapplings with each other and with the world around us. And then sometimes, like in this song, you get to kind of imagine an alternate universe for yourself. Like, well, what if this dynamic kept going on unchecked?
We were always open with each other early on. You know, okay, we're 30 now and probably won't, our grandparents are mid-90s, so that's how, I mean, that's 60 years
together.
And together. And so that just seems like a lot. And so we were always open that it was going to be interesting, to say the least, and a challenge for sure. We always talked about all the possibilities, and some of those made it into song.
That's right.
From you, you got all that you want from me too. Gave you space to be yourself.
Gave me space
to be myself. Even space to be with someone new. Ain't this what you asked for?
I go down to the marketplace
just so you will see my face and know that I've been doing fine.
In fact, I'm doing more than fine
now that I have had my time alone. Ain't this what I asked for?
This is Molly.
And Eben of Goodnight Moonshine.
Thanks for being a member of Exit 97.7 WEXT.
I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost in your gaze and your smell, in your touch, and I'm lost. I'm lost in the bitter sweet feeling of loving this much, and it hurts to have you need me this way, and it hurts to know you will leave me someday. I give it, I take it. I know there'll be days, there'll be moments we break it, but I want it, I need it. All the love here between us, I drink it, I breathe it. Now I see how my heart is fully undefended, and I feel I am forever reoriented. Ooh. I'm lost, but I see every change and I listen for your sounds, 'cause I'm here and you're here. I'm awake and you're loved, and I'm lost and I'm found.
And we're live at EXT with Goodnight Moonshine, and that song is Lost and Found. Their album is called I'm the Only One Who Will Tell You You're Bad.
And that last song, Lost and Found, that's about Otis. You can't, sometimes people listening to it can't tell. They're like, oh, that's a beautiful song about Eben. No, it's about Otis.
It's about Otis.
But you're smart enough to know that you wrote it that way, so I suppose.
You guys still have your respective bands in action, right? Red Molly and Roosevelt Dime?
That's right.
Both active, yep.
How do you manage that, a family, and all these existential things that you've been talking about?
Well, you do things like lose your wallet and take the wrong turn on the way to the studio today. And then, key thing, you hope that your wife stays calm while you freak out for a little bit and tells you how she knows how it feels as well to lose the wallet. And you just try to realize that it's not that important. And that's about all I can say about that.
Also, we have some grandparents that help out.
That's
kind of a big deal.
Very true.
For the family part, right?
Now, we're just taxing our grandparents to the max.
Sometimes there's a friend, too, that comes. And actually, I remember we used to take Otis basically every time and take someone to watch him and get him to the hotel and whatnot. And I remember the first time he got sick, he was supposed to come on tour with us. And it was like a 3-day tour. And I sat, he was about 2 years old on the nose. And I sat him down and I said, do you want to come and go on tour with Daddy and Mommy, and you know, we'll have to do a bunch of work and travel, or do you want to stay here and watch movies with Grandma? And he said, stay here and watch movies with Grandma. And that was the beginning of him gleefully not coming on tour with us. And since then, he's been quite happy.
But it's still great when he's on tour, which is more than half the time.
Well, that's awesome. How does the songwriting work for the two of you guys? Do you both work on the songs together at the same time, or does somebody come with a kernel, or both? Or
For this record, we both came with some pretty fully formed songs, I would say, and we helped each other in the editing process. I mean, Eben's a genius with arranging and changing chords, and I know, I said that word. He's really good at that one thing. And then I'm better with kind of going in there and noodling with a few of his lyrics here and there.
These are mostly Molly's songs.
And
the way I broke down was I did a lot of the musical arrangement production around the songs. A couple of my songs are featured as well. I had a lot of fun working with a string quartet for 5 songs, and then just working with co-producer Adam Chalinsky, who was in his home studio in Brooklyn while we were in our home studio in New Haven, Connecticut. And we both just did so much work, and the magical part was that when we brought it all together, those parts fit together seamlessly as if they'd been written to go together. So that was really the magic of the record. On our first record, we did a song called Willow Tree, which actually hit #1, the Red Molly recording hit #1. That I wrote the chorus myself. I gave the chorus the lyrics, the melody, the chords of the chorus to Molly, and she wrote the lyrics, the melody, and the chords of the verses all on her own. So completely a la carte, piecemeal writing, and then we stuck them together. When we actually have to get in the room and try to write together, so far that has not been the smoothest process. But
that's the final frontier, is being in the same room as the creativity is happening, and like not editing right away, just letting each other have the space to just really free flow.
I think the next record, we're really excited to try to write something that's kind of more for both of our voices at the same time, more and more just duets, kind of either in harmony or in call and response, and just exploring the possibilities of two voices and two guitars.
Well, guys, thank you so much for stopping by. This
thank
is wonderful.
Thank you, Chris, so much.
The band is Goodnight Moonshine. The album, here we go, ready? I'm the Only One Who Will Tell You You're Bad. The song you're going to finish up with, what would you like to say about Keep the Spark?
Yeah, Keep the Spark is, I think it's a hopeful song about kind of passing through that honeymoon phase of your early relationship into the more heavy, rich, complex part, and hopefully having some levity there.
I heard something on the news about this, how to keep the spark. If we're holding to the mystery of where we've been and who we are, fell in love in one spring day. Are we ever gonna feel the same? We're changing shape now.
no other way out. I'll give you both my hands and a place to land as we come down. I'll be your friend as the honeymoon ends. In our bodies every 7 years, all our cells replace. How is it so surprising then that we don't talk or act the same? We walked the length of Broadway. Do you remember us that way? We're changing shape now, no other way out. I'll give you both my hands and a place to land as we come down. I'll be your friend as the honeymoon ends. We watch the sunrise from the piers. Come together year after year. We're changing shape now, no other way out. I'll give you both my hands and a place to land as we come down. I'll be your friend as the honeymoon ends. I'll be your friend.
I'm Eben.
And I'm Molly of Goodnight Moonshine.
This is 97.7 EXT.
Support the music at exit977.org.